Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Emma Scahill with the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce about what's coming up in Knoxville on Small Business Saturday.
All right, well, Small Business Saturday is coming up next week. Of course, it's a national campaign, but it's about shopping local. And obviously very important to shop local, especially this year, as opposed to other years, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely, yes. So with the closures that happened back in the spring because of COVID, a lot of our businesses lost money that they and customers that they would typically see. So this year more than ever, it's important to shop local and help support them in these trying times that we're going through.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of businesses we know are participating here in Knoxville with this with these drawings that we have coming up. What are the details you're able to give about that?
Yeah, so far we have 11 businesses that have committed to participate in this event, and we're really excited about that. But it's pretty simple. So if you go shopping at one of these businesses during Small Business Saturday, when you make a purchase, you can enter your name into a drawing at the end. And the week after, we at the Chamber will do a drawing, and if your name is selected, you will get to choose a small locally owned business here in Knoxville, which you would like to receive a $25 gift card to. So it's great because you get a little extra money to spend at a business, and it's supporting our businesses by purchasing gift cards from them. So it's a win-win, really.
Awesome. So I understand businesses are still able to sign up to participate in this program. I guess tell maybe some business owners how they are still able to do that.
Sure. So the deadline to sign up is Friday the 20th at 4 p.m. And if they want to sign up, they can send an email to the chamber, either at info@knoxvilleiachamber.com or marketing@knoxvilleiachamber.com, and we'll get them signed up. It's all there is to it. It's pretty easy.
Awesome. Well, and I understand the McKay Group has played a big part in making this possible to provide these $25 gift certificates, right? What can you tell us about their contribution?
Yeah, we are so grateful for the McKay Group's contribution. We had originally planned on purchasing 10 gift cards for $25 through the chamber. And after we announced what we were doing, McKay Group reached out to us and said that they would also like to help out. And so they are donating an additional 10 $25 gift cards. So there will be 20 gift cards that are available to win. So we're really excited that they're wanting to be involved on that level and that we're having even more of an opportunity to support local businesses.
Awesome. So with Small Business Saturday coming up here, are you anticipating any maybe extended hours for businesses or, you know, anything like that that maybe other than this drawing that may be out of the ordinary, I guess?
Yeah, a lot of businesses do a special promotion or some type of deal or activity on Small Business Saturday to help draw more customers in and just kind of encourage them to shop local. So it'll depend on each individual business, but you can expect a lot of fun and exciting promotions going on that day throughout town.
Anything else really for Small Business Saturday?
While we really do want people to shop local, we also want them to do so safely. We encourage anyone going out shopping to wear their mask, to social distance, and really, if you're not feeling well, please stay home, because while we want to support our local businesses, we also want them to be able to continue staying open. And so it's really important that everyone just does their part to keep our community safe.
Thanks to Emma Scahill of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.